Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Maurice Ravel and the Museum of Small Things. Listen closely. Do you hear that? The tiny tick, tick, tick of a clockwork bird. The chime of a miniature music box. The soft whir of gears no bigger than a ladybug. Tonight, we're visiting a house in France, filled with the smallest, most perfect treasures in the world. And we're meeting the man who turned those tiny, precious things into music. As this melody begins, listen for how careful each note is. Nothing is rushed. Nothing is messy. Every sound arrives exactly when it should, like a jeweler placing diamonds into a crown, one by one. The man who wrote that music was named Maurice Ravel. And his house, oh, his house, it was called Le Belvedere, which means the beautiful view. But the most beautiful things weren't outside the windows. They were inside, packed onto every shelf and table and windowsill. Imagine walking through Maurice's front door. To your left, a cabinet filled with tiny mechanical birds that actually chirped when you wound them up. To your right, a collection of Japanese miniatures, teacups smaller than your thumbnail, painted with dragons so detailed you'd need a magnifying glass to see their scales. Wind-up toys lined the mantelpiece. Music boxes with spinning dancers sat on every table. Ships in bottles, clockwork animals. A whole universe of small, perfect things. And Maurice himself? He was small too, barely taller than a 12-year-old, even as a grown man. But he was the most precise person you ever saw. Maurice didn't just put on clothes in the morning, he composed his outfits. He would spend an hour choosing exactly the right silk tie, adjusting it until it sat perfectly straight, like a note on a musical staff. To Maurice, a crooked collar was as terrible as a wrong note in a symphony. His friends called him the Swiss watchmaker, and when you hear his music, you'll understand why. Listen to how this melody sways slowly, carefully, like someone walking on tiptoe through a room full of precious glass. That music has a Spanish flavour, and there's a reason for that. Morris was born in a little town near the sea, right where France touches Spain. His mother was Basque, and she hummed old Spanish songs to him when he was a baby. Now here's the thing about Morris. He worked slowly. So slowly that his friends would tease him about it. "Morris," they would say, "you've been working on that piece for 3 years. When will it be finished?" And Morris would just smile and say, "When every note is perfect." He didn't write music with a pen. He wrote it with a magnifying glass. He would spend an entire week, 7 whole days, just deciding if one note should be a D or a D sharp. He would try it one way, then try it another way, then go back to the first way. Because Morris knew a secret. The tiniest details are what make something truly magical. And now I want to show you something extraordinary Morris made. Close your eyes. Imagine you're standing in a garden on a sunny day. In front of you is a fountain, water leaping up in silver arcs, splashing back down, catching the sunlight so it sparkles like diamonds. This next piece is called Jeux d'eau. That's French for games of water. Listen for the high, sparkling notes. They're the water droplets dancing in the air. And the rumbling low notes, that's the deep pool rippling below. Morris is painting a picture with sound.
Sounds like water, like actual splashing, rippling, shimmering water. Morris was only 26 when he wrote that piece, and people couldn't believe their ears. No one had ever made a piano sound so wet before. This style of music has a special name, Impressionism. You know how sometimes when it's raining, you look out the window and everything is blurry? The trees are soft smudges of green. The street lamps are fuzzy halos of gold. You can't see sharp edges anymore, just colours and light bleeding into each other. That's what Morris's music does. It doesn't draw you a perfect photograph. It shows you the world through a rain-streaked window. Soft, dreamy, and full of mystery. Now, Morris never had children of his own, but oh, how he loved them. He had two special little friends named Mimi and Jean, the children of his dear friends. Maurice adored them completely. He would visit their house and get down on the floor to play with their toys. He would tell them stories about fairies and enchanted gardens and brave little heroes. And one day, Maurice had a brilliant idea. "I shall write music just for Mimi and John. Music about all the fairy tales they love." He called it Ma Mère Loi, Mother Goose. It was full of Sleeping Beauty and Tom Thumb and a magical princess from the East. And he wrote it so the two children could play it together, side by side at the piano, their small hands dancing across the keys. Maurice loved fairy tales because they reminded him that magic is real, if you know how to look for it. He even wrote music about a water sprite named Ondine. Do you know what a water sprite is? She's a spirit who lives in fountains and rivers, made of moonlight and mist. In the old story, Ondine falls in love with a human man, but she can never truly be with him because she's not quite human herself. The next piece is very different from the cheerful dance we just heard. It's slower, stranger, full of shadows. Let yourself settle into a new mood as you listen. Notice how the music shimmers and slides, like something not quite solid. Something you could put your hand right through. This piece is called Ondine. It's part of a collection with a spooky name, Gaspard de la Nuit, Gaspard of the Night. Maurice wrote it about dark, mysterious poems full of shadows and secrets. And here's something amazing. This is one of the hardest pieces of piano music ever written. Pianists have to practice for years and years just to play it. Their fingers have to move as fast as hummingbird wings. Maurice did that on purpose. He said, "I want pianists to throw their hands up and say, 'It's impossible!'" And then he laughed his quiet little laugh. Thank you.
though Morris wrote these pieces for piano, just one instrument, just 88 keys, he was always imagining something bigger. You see, Morris had another special talent. He could take a piece of piano music and transform it into something for a whole orchestra. Violins, flutes, harps, clarinets, trumpets, and drums. Dozens of musicians all playing together. This is called orchestration. It's like being a master painter who knows exactly which colour to use for each tiny part of a picture. The flute could be morning sunlight. The French horn could be a foggy forest. The harp could be rain on a window. Even when Morris wrote for just the piano, he was hearing all those colours in his head. He was choosing sounds the way a painter chooses from a palette. This note should sound like honey. This one like starlight. This one like a sad memory far away.
So when you listen to Morris's piano music, try to hear what he heard. Listen for the flute hiding inside a high, sweet melody. Listen for the deep cello in the rumbling low notes. Listen for the shimmer of a harp in those sparkling runs. The piano is just the surface. Underneath, there's a whole orchestra waiting to be imagined.
Maurice Ravel lived to be 62 years old. In his later years, something very sad happened. His mind began to fade, like a photograph left too long in the sun. He could still hear melodies in his head, but he couldn't write them down anymore. It was like being locked outside your own house, able to see the treasures through the window, but unable to reach them. But all those pieces he did write, all those perfect, shimmering, magical pieces, they live on. They're played in concert halls all around the world. They make people close their eyes and dream of fountains and fairy tales and mysterious water sprites dancing in the moonlight. And every time someone plays his music, Maurice's Museum of Small Things opens its doors again. Next time you notice something very, very small, a ladybug spots, or the pattern on a snowflake, or the way light glints off a tiny bead of water, remember Maurice Ravel. Remember the small, elegant man who spent his life proving that the tiniest details are the most magical. Who knew that if you take your time and care about every single note, you can build entire worlds out of sound. Worlds so perfect, they could fit in the palm of your hand. sweet dreams, and may your imagination always sparkle with small, perfect things.